Angel Ventures Mexico is a venture capital company. We're based here in Mexico City, but we have offices in Colombia and Peru as well. And now I'm overseeing the offices here in Tijuana as well as in San Diego. And what we do is we seek to link great ideas with capital. And our main objective is to provide intelligent capital. So we add value to every investment we make by promoting its development through continuous monitoring, connecting entrepreneurs with investors, and providing a range of services to entrepreneurs, including mentorships. So this is not my company. This was started by Hernán Fernández de Madrid and Alberto Osio when they were studying in MIT their MBA. They started this company and raised money and thought that being them, both of them from Mexico, when they got back, it will be so much easier to start raising capital. So when they did get back, they noticed it was not as easy as they thought. So they just like think, well, we know all the entrepreneurs and we know all the wealthy people, so let's just start conversations. Let's get them in the same room and start this like working, and it did. So as the ecosystem evolved, Angel Ventures Mexico evolved as well, and now we have a co-investment fund. It's a small fund, it's at $20 million. And our network, it's now 250 investors, not only in Mexico, but we have a few in San Diego, and we have as well in Peru and in Colombia. And the third thing, we are a high-impact incubator. So we're on second generation now. On our first generation, we help over 28 companies, and now we're in this generation, we just finished, as in for last week, with 32 companies. So that had been huge for us. On that, another note, we just started a company, me and a couple of friends here in San Diego. It's called Centro Ventures. So it's an urban development company. And we're looking, and then past endeavors or companies, we started the first binational co-working space here in Tijuana. So that was a huge success. And we started it in an abandoned place. And we could see how we could change that neighborhood just by changing the things that were there before. Because this is located at a place where all the bars used to be. So after 9/11, all the tourism stopped coming to Tijuana. I'm based just in the border. And all these places got abandoned. So through that, we could validate the model. And now we're purchasing abandoned places and then putting things, cool things there just to start changing the neighborhood. I'm also the curator of Global Shapers Tijuana. That's an initiative of Global Shapers of the World Economic Forum. And then I'm also promoting through Epic Queen for girls to start coding and developing web pages since they're little. So that's a little bit about my background.
Awesome. Perfect. Thank you so much. You are up to so many amazing things.
For those of you that don't know, Tijuana and San Diego, like literally I have offices here in San Diego, well, here in Tijuana and San Diego as well. So door to door, my office from Tijuana to the one in San Diego, it's 30 minutes. And this includes crossing the border. So it's not like as far as you might think it is.
Perfect, perfect. So talk a little bit, Emma, about the overall climate specifically to female entrepreneurship in Mexico.
Yeah, I totally agree. I don't think there's a huge barrier for any female entrepreneur other than will be for men. We have to think that entrepreneurship is a really new thing here in Mexico, I think in Latin America. So I think we're just trying to figure out what works, what don't, and just like I think just trying to push it all together. There has been a lot of great initiatives. Now, when our new president, Benito, started, he started INADEM, which is the Institute for Entrepreneurship in Mexico. And he's really focused, and they're focusing on empowering women to start their own company, this being a technological company or this being any type of other companies, just starting and developing the economy here. Also, and you might know about this, but with the United States, we developed MUSAIC, which is the Mexico and United States Entrepreneurship and Innovation Council. So the mission of that is providing legal framework that encourage innovative entrepreneurship. And the second one, and this thing just have 7 pillars. It's promoting women entrepreneurship. So it's just engaging entrepreneurs among the Latin America, residing in the United States, and the other way around. So, and that just, like, from the government and myself, and I think there's a lot of nonprofits and there's a lot of private organizations that are pushing just helping the women. And this can be, like, one example is Victoria 147, which is just a digital magazine who tell any type of women how to develop their companies. There's Mexicali Decide Ser Grande, which is a web page that help you develop your business plan without being or needing to pay anything. So I think there's a lot of conversations around that.
Great, awesome. And do you see this, you know, growth and focus on entrepreneurship throughout Mexico? Do you feel like there are certain cities that are kind of paving the way or leading the charge?
Yes, so definitely. And again, even that most of the government offices that help entrepreneurship are based there, there's usually a connection between the place that they give the money and the place that they're used to. So you should fly to Mexico City, or you need to fly to Mexico City in order to pitch, in order to present the project. And again, if you look at the map, you might have Mexico City, then Guadalajara, where there's a lot of technological development, then Monterrey, which is a lot of industrial development, then Tijuana, and we're focusing in manufacturing. So, and I can put, like, it's not a women-led, but one of the greatest company, and it's a unicorn, it's 3D Robotics, which is a company that started this guy from Tijuana. And I really like this example because then Chris Anderson, ex-CEO of Wired Magazine, is now leaving that company. So they met through web page. He started funding the company. And now the R&D is based in San Diego. The manufacturing company is in Tijuana. And then the main offices, of course, where they're, like, start, like, raising more capital are based in the Bay Area. So I think that's where we're selling here in Tijuana, how you can nearshore and how you can take advantage of that. And, again, I think the women-led companies and all these organizations are based in the same places, Guadalajara, Monterrey, Tijuana, in Mexico City again. There's a lot of things going on more in the Caribbean, Yucatan, and all of that, but I think that that's just up and coming. And,
awesome.
And I don't know. I'm really excited to see what's the development of this.
Fantastic. Awesome. So last question, Emma. What can we do as women around the world to support each other more, better?
Yes. So I think this is a great start. I think just starting the conversation, knowing each other, and for all of these amazing ladies that are connected here and taking the time, it's just, like, feel free to reach out to me in, if anything. Like, if you heard, just, like, being part of something, like even Global Shapers or Angel Ventures Mexico, you have access for all this information or all this contact. And in Latin America specifically, it's a lot of who you know or who could connect you. And this is just maybe for opening a door and, like, starting a conversation. But I think this is the things that we have to do. And, like, do not be afraid of, like, asking for help and getting help for other women. I think, exactly, together we can get further. Maybe if you go alone, you can reach there faster. But if we all go together, I think we can just, like, get whatever we want to be.